What happens if in this crystal clear pond that you're talking about, ma'am, what if these fish from this algae-infested, worm-filled mosquito pond, what happens if those fish get taken from that pond and put into this crystal pond you're talking about? Because it's the same fish. It's the same fish. You're just talking about the pond being... See, I love she mentioned that analogy because she's talking about the pond, the place. She's not talking about the fish in those lakes. What happens if you pick up the fish out of this algae-infested, in her words, algae-infested, worm-filled, mosquito-bedding pond, and you put them in a nice, healthy one? Are the fish still the same fish? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to ask a very important question. One that I happen to see on social media all the time, and we're going to flip it a little bit, and we're going to have some fun with it today. The question is, where have all the good girls gone? Now, I realize that you're probably used to hearing on social media, oh, where have all the good men gone? Where are the good men? It's usually women, you know, in their late 20s, early 30s, even up to 40. They seem to be asking this question, right? And then you look at the comment section, and the comment section's full of dudes who are like, oh, I'm a good guy, oh, I'm a good guy, or at the gym, or at church, or wherever. That you get some answers that are trolly because they know what's going on, and then you have some people who are actually like, oh, look, pick me, I'm a good guy, you know, like the classic Gump. And then what happens is they are unaware that she's not talking to them. She's talking to Chad, who happens to be a nice guy. Guy who has a nice business, he has a business, or he has high status, or he's good looking, or whatever, while being a somewhat nice guy. That's what we're talking about. But I'm gonna let you know what my thoughts are as this episode unfolds of where have all the good girls gone? Because this is a very pregnant question, and I think it's very important to the society we live in, because a lot of men, they love to be married. I know some friends who are married, very close ones. And it's very interesting to see this conversation unfold because everybody has an answer, but some answers are more unpopular than others. Because you will not have to look very long to find content about, oh, I'd want a good man. Where are the good men? I can't find them. Where are they? Where are you finding them? Where are you finding guys over 6 feet who also make a lot of money, who are nice guys? Where are you finding these men? When you really dissect this, I've made this comparison so many times, but I'll do it again before we get into the episodes for the videos I have prepared for today's show. One of the things I've identified as a metaphor for this is when you apply for a job. So let's say you're applying for a job at a corporation, okay? And you go on LinkedIn or whatever and you look at the job. The job says, oh, we're looking for someone who's good with the team, who is enthusiastic, who's ready to learn, you know, the classic corporate garbage, right? Of a good team player, good communicator, gets along with people, can speak in public, you know, whatever. It's efficient, has good time management, you know, the classic stuff, right? But, and then you're ready to click on, oh, that sounds like me. Well, I mean, I fit that bill. And then you go to apply for the job, and right as you're about to click on it, you look at the fine print right below and you say, and it says there, must have a bachelor's degree, must have 7 years of experience, must have a good recommendation, must have certain certificates. They don't advertise that up front, because if they did, then it might make them look bad. First, they want to seem like it's appealing to everybody. Everybody should just apply. But then when you dig a little bit deeper, you see things for how they actually are, and it's usually something that you don't like, and then you realize, ooh, okay. Yeah, never mind. That's what a lot of men are finding out. They hear girls on social media talking about, oh, I want a guy who's kind and caring and nice and thoughtful and loving and romantic and whatever, right? And you think, oh, I could be that guy. I mean, I'm a good enough, decent guy. I mean, my mom said I was a nice guy and I have tons of friends and I'm a pretty social, you know, outgoing guy and I care about people, the environment, you know, all the social causes and whatever. And I think that I'm a nice guy. So women will like me, right?
Oh, hell no.
Then you find out that that's not you because you don't have the look, you don't have the drip, You don't have the sex appeal. You don't have the things they're looking for that they don't talk about. That was left out of that conversation because you took everything at face value instead of digging a little deeper, and then you found out, yeah, never mind. That doesn't apply to me. So before I show the clips on today's show, I would like to invite you to answer the question. Where do you think the good girls have gone? Do you think there are any good women? I'll flip the question. Is there such a thing at all? And if there is, where are they? How did you find one? If you think that your girl's a good girl, where'd you find her? Whatever. Let's have this conversation. I think it's very important. And I think a lot of men want to know the answer to this question, whether they're young or middle-aged or old, and everybody has their opinions, and I would love to hear it, because this is a very important question for a lot of men who, they don't want to fully step out. They don't want to fully go their own way. They kind of want to go their own way in certain avenues and certain parts of their life, but on this, they still want what they think their grandfather had or their parents had or what they think they see on TV. They still want this dream relationship. So let me know what you think in the comments below. But without further ado, let's get into this question with this first video.
People are always saying, where are the good men at? Man, where are the good women at?
What the fuck is a good woman? Had you said, where are the sexy hoes at? I would say she's right here, but you didn't, so.
I hope she's trolling, but gentlemen, when you peel back the layers a little bit, you'll quickly find that there are not a lot of good, quote, good women out here, because women, A, are not really rewarded. I know you want to think that good women are rewarded. Some of them are, but a lot of good women, they're not really rewarded for being good women. They're being shown the lifestyles on social media of all these, I'm not caping for them, by the way. This is just the reality of it. I call a spade a spade. I don't care if it's in my hand or your hand. We got to call things out for what they are. Even if it goes, quote, against the, quote, manospheric line, we have to have this frank conversation. A lot of good women are not rewarded. You look at the skeezers and the talls, as I call them. It's if you look at talls backwards, you'll see the word I'm actually trying to use, but I can't use it on YouTube. When you look at these people, they're the ones that get the most attention, they get the most money, they get the most followings, they get rewarded for this ratchet bad behavior, right? And then you look at the good women, a lot of the good women are looked over because they're assumed to be skeezers and talls and everything else, okay? Now, I'm not caping for them. I'm not saying that good women aren't rewarded, period. Some are. I'm saying that most are not. And secondly, this whole myth of a good man and a good woman, people live on a fluctuating spectrum. People are not just one thing the same way forever. For example, I've met people in my life who I know one person and my friend knows the same person. And I describe that person and then my friend's like, are we talking about the same individual? Because that is not how I know them at all. Where you meet people, how you meet people, how your dynamic is, will always be different. Even if it's the same person and you know that somebody else also knows, you'll know them differently depending on where you met them, how you met them, how long you met them, and all these different factors. So again, I'm sure that I hope that woman was trolling about the last part of what she said, but she told on herself immediately with the reaction she had to that question. And speaking of reactions, gentlemen, please let me know what your reaction is to this video. This will be very interesting. This gentleman wants to come in and answer about the good man question. Let's hear what he has to say.
Where are all the good women at? Like, where are the good guys? Wait. You're not by any chance talking about that girl who cleaned up after you, who cooked for you all the time, supported you, and you still ended up cheating on her.
Ugh.
Got it. Or that guy who got upset at you for liking all his dude's photos or finally left because you wouldn't stop partying with all your single friends. You're not talking about that guy, are you? Okay. Just making sure.
Okay, first of all, what he said at the beginning when he talked about the guy, this woman doing all these things with this guy and the guy cheating on her, first of all, this might come across as insensitive or controversial. I don't particularly care. But what I will tell you is men cheating versus women cheating are not the same thing. That's number one. Number two, most men would lop off their left nut for what that dude just described. So for a man to give it up, most dudes who would even get that scenario, much less pass up and throw that away, are men at the very top of the pyramid of the social order, okay? We're talking rich guys, handsome and rich guys, guys with status, money, and looks. Like, we're talking the cream of the crop guys. The cream rises to the top, if you didn't know that. If you look at milk, cream always rises to the top. I know if you only had pasteurized $5 milk from Walmart, you probably don't know that because you don't never seen milk with cream in it before. But when you look at cream, it always goes to the top. And so the men at the top, they can afford to do that. Average guy, he would live his whole life looking for that scenario, and he still won't get it. See, that's the problem right there. The second half that he highlighted of the woman being the party animal and whatnot, and the guy being a good man and she going out and partying and not getting up the kick of going with their single friends, that is much more mainstream than the first thing that he said. The first scenario he gave, we're talking like the CEO of your company that you work for. That guy. Not you, but that guy. That guy could do that and get away with it because he's got tons of options. Most dudes have next to no options. In case you didn't know and you've never really gone on the side of the internet before, just so you know, according to the data, the average man in his entire life, I'm talking across the spectrum in this survey, the average man has about 7 encounters with intimacy in his entire life, like with 7 different women. 7 is a number for the average man. They say that the woman's a little bit more than that, but we're gonna say that that's probably not true, considering that Esther Vilar in her book, The Manipulated Man, who was a woman back in the 70s, and she wrote her book in response to the women's rights liberation movement, considering that she herself discussed the idea that women don't care about male statistics and whatnot and care more about feelings, her words, not mine, I'm inclined to not believe that data, that it's just slightly higher or slightly lower than men. That's just bogus, but okay. If you want to believe in fairy tales, go right ahead. You're welcome to do that. But speaking of, let's go back to, basically speaking of fairy tales, anybody want to listen to this one? This one is apparently from a church girl who's going to say that. So this guy's questioning. I've played a couple of this guy and stitches to this guy's clip because I think it's a good, important question. He says, where are the good women at? This woman apparently is going to say that they're at church. Mm-mm-mm. All right. Buckle in your seatbelts, boys. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
People are always saying, where are the good men at? Man, where are the good women?
Church. We're at church. There are a lot of people who go to church, and they're religious, and they're not kind, and they don't love people, and they treat people bad. I'm not talking about those people.
Oh, no. Look at the Starbucks cup she got in her hand. Oh, no. We're not off to a great start. Anybody know the politics of Starbucks besides me? Anybody? First of all, gentlemen, let's look at this woman in general. If you saw this woman, would you invest in this woman? They say the eyes are the window to the soul, and when I look at these eyes, the wider the eyes go, usually the more crazy there is. I'm just gonna leave that out there. You can feel free to disagree. One man's opinion. Let's see what else she has to say. We are 14 seconds into an almost minute and a half video. Let's see what she says.
If you can find a man or a wife who loves Jesus, is not religious, loves Jesus, loves God with all of their heart, they're going to treat you right because the love of God is going to just beam and radiate out of them. They're going to have peace. They're going to be kind. They're going to be loving because they actually have a relationship with the Lord. They're not.
Oh, gentlemen, do not ever, and I repeat, do not ever fall for these terms like real, actually genuine. Do not fall for these words. They are a ploy to lower your guard. When someone says real men, real women, actual Christians, do not fall for this. Okay? This is a ploy to get into your subconscious mind and get you to accept their narrative because they're saying, they're not calling you fake, but they're implying it. You see, if they called you a fake Christian, if you didn't agree with them, you would immediately sense that as an attack and you'd rebut and you'd defend. But because they call themselves real, they are not inherently calling you fake. You don't perceive it that way. So instead, you're going to be like, oh, real, huh? Well, I like things that are real. I like things that are genuine. Okay, I could go with that. That's what you're going to think. Without realizing that was actually in a subtle attack against you. By insinuating that if they're real and you're not them, then you're fake. Be aware of that. Never fall for that. That is a huge red flag right there. Be careful of that.
Not just religious, following rules, and dead and bitter on the inside. I'm married. I've been married for years. I love my husband. He's an amazing man of God because he loves Jesus.
I would love to hear the man's side of this. I can guarantee you, I don't know who this man is. If you could be married to Giga Chad, for all I know, I doubt it, but it's possible. Here's what I can guess that her husband is. Her husband is probably henpecked. He's probably Beta Brad. He's probably a nice guy, but he's probably not very masculine. He might have some, you know, pattern balding going on, which is cool. I don't hate on it. It is what it is. It's genetic. You can't help it. But something tells me this dude is not Giga Chad. He's not going to pull up looking like The Rock, super masculine, deep voice and everything. I can guarantee you this guy is probably just another Beta Brad, regular dude. Maybe he wears a snapback hat. What I can guarantee you, this dude is henpecked as a mofo. I can guarantee you right now. That's my prediction. I could be wrong, but I can guarantee you that's what I'm thinking right now.
Tell you guys, if you want to find a good man or a good wife, look in the church for people.
Okay, let's... Oh, the church. Oh, you mean I get to pick out of the 30, 35-year-old women that, or 25-year-olds who have been on the carousel for the last 10 years. Oh, that's where I can find the good women. See, gentlemen, here's my thing that I don't like. You want to know what I don't like about this? It's disingenuous, because you're assuming that because they're pure now, or at least they claim to be, that everything in the past don't matter. That everything in the past, because it's been washed away by the blood of the Lamb, it has no importance, no impertinence, no potential pitfalls to what you are trying to build now and in the future. Well, you left that part out, though. You left that part out. We have not heard a single thing about the past, background checking, qualifying, nothing. All we've heard is, if you go to church, find the first woman there who you think is attractive, it's a safe bet. No, absolutely not.
People who love God, not every Christian is meant to be with you, but when you meet the right person, you'll know. And why fish in a, you know, algae-infested, worm, parasite-infested, mosquito larva pond, like, you know, looking for a gem in a club or in a strip club or in a bar, when you could go and you could go fishing in a healthy, clean, crystal clear, beautiful pond. Again,
what happens if in this crystal clear pond that you're talking about, ma'am, what if these fish from this algae-infested, worm-filled mosquito pond, what happens if those fish get taken from that pond and put into this crystal pond you're talking about? Because it's the same fish. It's the same fish. You're just talking about the pond being this. See, I love she mentioned that analogy because she's talking about the pond, the place. She's not talking about the fish in those lakes. What happens if you pick up the fish out of this algae-infested, in her words, algae-infested, worm-filled, mosquito-bedding pond, and you put them in a nice, healthy one? Are the fish still the same fish? I'll repeat that in case you missed it. Are they still the same fish? Because they are, and that is exactly why so many men are unhappy with the dating marketplace, because they figure that out and they don't like it. And they don't like that, number one, you lied to them.
You lied to me.
And number two, they don't like that you are being disingenuous, because they want to believe you. See, here's the thing that gets men the most. Men want to believe this. And that's why they do, because they want to believe you are correct. They want to believe that you are telling them the truth and that they can get the green light and go for it. Men naturally want to do this. It's not about whether men want to or not, because they want to. The fact of the matter is, a lot of men do this and they figure out that the women that the fish in this clear pond and the fish in this infested pond are the same exact fish with the same exact problems, same scale. They have different scales, but they are the same exact fish. And a lot of men figure this out. By hook or by crook, through mistakes or through learning from others, they learn this and they get mad or they check out. And this is why what you're saying is extremely disingenuous. And I would love to see your husband and he has to hear what he has to say. Because to me, I get one look at this guy and I can immediately know everything that I need to know. I might even go look for him right after this.
Church isn't perfect, but your pool of options is going to be people who are trying to better themselves and grow in their relationship with God. It's just wiser.
Gentlemen, how many of us actually... wait a minute. Do I want to do this? I think I want to do this. Gentlemen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go and look for this woman's husband. I can't wait to see who this dude is. Is he on her channel? Because I'm not seeing him. I'm looking... Look, here's her channel right here. I'm not seeing him anywhere. I'm not seeing the husband. Where's the husband at? I'm not seeing him. I'm not seeing him. Hold on, let me look.
Hey guys, I want to...
Is this him? Is this the guy? Is this the guy? No way. No way. Gentlemen, I think this is the guy. Let's look at the video.
I'm going to introduce you to my friend Tyler, and we're going to say a prayer together.
Oh, he's just a friend? Oh, I thought this was the husband. I was going to be like, oh, he fit every description that I said. Oh, I want to, oh no. Where's the husband at? Why is he not? He's nowhere to be found, bro. She was bragging about her husband, and now I can't find him. I can't find this dude anywhere. Okay, we're gonna move on then. Okay, I'm just gonna think that I think that I'm just right then, because if I can't find him, then he obviously isn't the pinnacle of masculinity, because if he was, then she'd advertise that. Oh my goodness. Oh man, I'm having fun on the show today. I don't know about y'all, but I'm having fun today. Let's hear what this man has to say about where all the good men have gone. Let's see what he has to say.
If I hear one more single, beautiful, available, smart, funny, sexy, connected woman say to me, guys just aren't guys anymore. They're just like, where are all the men? What's happening with all the men? And I hear it so often from women that I meet, women that I know, women that I ask questions about because I'm curious, because I want to understand what's going on. It happens over and over and over again, is that us men, we are not stepping up into the role of men. Of the masculine, which is to lead, to take initiative, to be present, to be available, to plan, to make asks, to pick up the phone, to get off of the passive texting, to take initiative, whatever it may be.
Are you kidding me? That's what you took away from that? No, sir. The reason why they're not finding these quote good men is because they're not looking for good men. They're looking for good Chads, good Tyrones, good Pookies. That's who they're looking for. Good Ray Rays. They're not looking for good average dude, good average Dave, good average Joe, good average Tim. They're not looking for him, because if they were, they would have found him 10 years ago, but they didn't. Because they're not looking for him. See, this is the problem, gentlemen. Let's go back. let's go back for a second. Look at this guy right here. He looks like he's a nice guy, masculine guy, caring man. But here's the issue. He has not seen what he doesn't want to see, which is that it is not the men's fault. It is the fact that women want what they can't have. And a lot of men can't be the guy that they want because it's just not in their genetics. Or by the time that they are that guy, they realize, wait a minute, I am that guy now. Why would I settle for you? Now I can have as many women as I want. Why in the world would I choose you? And then they sit there like Bugs Bunny tweaking, and they can't answer the question. Because a lot of the same women want the same dudes. Look, we all know this. A lot of the women want the same dudes. And the same dudes at the very top who could pick from all these women, they do. And they don't have to commit. Now, should they? Well, that's not really part of the question now, is it? It's not about what they should do. It's about what happens. Because, look, this is the unfortunate reality we're living in. And this is why when I ask the question of where are all the good women at, they're not looking for the good men. They're looking for good Chads. Now, is it possible we can turn this around? Well, I don't think people have the guts to actually do what would need to be done. And you can never get rid of hypergamy in general. You can't. It's always been around. This is not a new phenomenon. It's been around since the beginning of time. However, your pool is now bigger than it's ever been. Gentlemen, if you want to find a good woman, you're hard-pressed to even find that if it exists at all. It's what we refer to as a unicorn. The reason we say that is not because we like My Little Pony or we don't like horned horses. We say that because they don't actually exist. It's a front. It's the same thing as the game guys pretending to be really strong and caring and charming dudes, but a lot of them are just goofies and lames. We're just trying to get some action. It's the same thing. Women get the commitment, they play the role that they think you want until they get what they want, and then they show you who they really are, and you're like, oh shoot. That's how it works, man. I'm sorry. I wish I could sit here and tell you, if you want good women, just go here or just go there, but it's not simple like that. If it was, everybody would do it, the divorce rate would go down, and we wouldn't have this issue. But guess what? Women are the ones filing the divorces because they're the ones that gain the most by doing so. And the men are not filing the divorces because they just aren't. There's no benefit in them doing it. They only stand to lose. But gentlemen, if you disagree with me and you think that I'm wrong, maybe you married your wife in church or whatever it may be, feel free to let me know, because at the end of the day, we all have different opinions and different ways of approaching this topic, and I'd love to hear them. My friends, in the meantime, you take care of yourselves, do your own research. Please feel free to share your story and your thoughts below. And if you like the video, you know what to do. I'll see you next time. Peace.